we always try to put a little treat of something different that maybe people haven't seen before. One year it was, hey, we managed to get you to go up into the dome of the Capitol. There's a stairway that goes all the way to the top. This year we managed to get a stop into the speaker's office. And that's, if you've never been in there, that's quite a treat. It's a very, very beautiful facility. And looking out his veranda window onto the lawn below and out to the reflecting pie, it's a beautiful sight from up there.
I think some people saw some photos from that vantage point right around the time of the inauguration.
Yeah, because you can look down from there right onto the inauguration platform. Mm-hmm. So lunch will be in the Capitol. We've got somebody come in. Then we'll meet with Senators Durbin and Duckworth later that afternoon. And that'll take us to almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We head back to the hotel. People got a chance to maybe change clothes a little bit, and we have a dinner that night for all of us. And it gives an opportunity for everybody to network a little bit. The next day, we're back up, and we're headed to agencies. So we've got a number of projects. So we're going to Department of Transportation, Labor, Education, and Justice. And we break our group up. Trying to take 35 people into every one of those won't work really well. So there are people in our delegation who have specific needs in those areas, and we will send them to those particular locations where they'll meet with agency directors that are at a level of the particular ask that we have.
Let's talk about some of the topics that you're going to be heading to Washington with this year and talking to lawmakers and staffs and agencies. One is on a request for an extension of the lease allowing for the operation of soccer fields on the Bloomington Normal Airport property. The FAA has said for several years that that space needs to be vacated for safety concerns. What exactly are you asking for help with here?
We need a little more time. So we'll be talking to our congressional members to talk to the FAA about, can you give us more time? We need to be careful that we don't, a year from now, we won't have a place for 3,000 young people and their parents to play soccer.
Because they have granted waivers in the past or something like
well,
that.
Well, this was 5 years ago. And, you know, for that 5 years, there's been some real efforts by the community to try and find an alternative. And unfortunately, it just hasn't happened. If we could break ground tomorrow, it would take 3 years before we actually had facilities ready. And I'm not talking elaborate, but, to have grass growing and fields and that type of thing, it's going to take time. So what we're going to be talking about is we need some more time. This isn't to ignore that may not be the best place in the world, but certainly we need more time to sort this out.
This seems to be a little bit of a different approach from some of your other One Voice requests. You usually go there asking for money. This time you're asking for time. You're asking for a little help. Will your people be approaching these representatives differently than in the past because of this?
Well, I don't know if differently. This is a different time out in D.C. right now. Many of these agencies that we would normally talk to about looking for grant dollars or funding for particular projects, for example, the Department of Labor doesn't have a speaker right now. So many of the staff don't know yet what are some of the programs that are going to be available. For example, last year we were after Tiger Grants for Bloomington's Hamilton Road Project and Bloomington and Normal's Main Street Corridor Project. Well, every indication, we don't know what Tiger Grants are going to look like or even if they'll exist. So this is more we're going to make sure that agencies and our legislators know what's important. Many of these are the same projects we had last year that didn't get funding, but that's not unusual. Normal's Transportation Center is a good example where it took 6-7 years of asking before they were finally successful with the Tiger Grant. So we're making them aware of what's important in our community. Some of these, many are new staffers. Have not had conversations with us from the agency standpoint. So we'll be talking to them about what's important, and when we finally find out what programs are available, we can now pick up the phone, call them, say, "Hey, remember us? We had this discussion. We're going to apply for this grant, And it also will help our legislators know, hey, these are important things for my constituents.
So this list of things that you asked for last year, typically things stay on a list of One Voice from year to year, and I take it these are still on there for this year's ask?
Yeah, a little different ask in that the Department of Justice, when we were looking before, we were looking in past years, we were looking for funding for some mental health programs. We've been fairly successful. We haven't solved that completely, but we've, in the last 3 years, brought back $1.5 million that helped in those. This year, we'll be talking to them, obviously, what's available, and Department of Justice with McLean County getting ready to start a new jail. They want to know what programs are out there, what they may be expecting, could be changes in operations of jails, et cetera. So that'll be one of the things they're looking at. Education, we continue to look at STEM education in our community. We've had some real successes in creating a curriculum that is countywide now, so everybody's teaching on the same page. But it's going to continue to need funding. And, of course, delegation, which includes representatives from ISU and Wesleyan and regional superintendent, want to talk about Pell Grants and others. You know, will they continue? How are they going to change? That type of thing. So some of it's fact-finding, along with, going back to mental health, one of the keys that we had was we learned – a couple of years ago that we weren't going to be very successful unless we had certain points in certain areas. So as a community, we could come back and start to emphasize, okay, these are the things that we're doing now, and it made us more successful in our grants. So sometimes it's just talking to the right person and finding out what helps you make a successful application.
Last year, Normal sent a contingent out a few days ahead of time. They were trying to do some work on their rail underpass that they were trying to get established that's still up in the air. Are things like that happening this year where contingent goes out ahead of time?
I don't know of any that are this year. That's not unusual. Normal and Bloomington both will be out in D.C. at different times of the year. The EDC is usually out there more than once a year, and we will carry programs that Bloomington Normal and others want, reminding them who we are. Charlie Moore from the Chamber, when he's out there, hits a couple, three of the agencies that we've talked to before and reminds them. It's one of those, that, you know, it's a bad, I don't want to call us the bad penny, but you got to keep showing up at the door. You got to keep reminding that you're there and looking for help.
This year, the public is aware of the tensions between officials in Bloomington and Normal over the Metrozone issue. Can something like One Voice, where these officials have to coexist and work together on issues not related to Metrozone, serve maybe as a bridge to better relations?
I have said before on this trip, and this is the 11th year that we've been taking the community out to D.C., and I think sometimes more benefit is gathered by the synergies created by business, government, even interns who we take with us on this trip, by learning, and you're basically in a controlled time for about 2 days, and sometimes it's hurry up and wait, so you've got time to visit, and you meet the mayor, or you meet the president of a bank, and you start having a conversation about what you do, and you bring that back, that if nothing else, you've created a relationship that you can use later on. To the communities, I absolutely think there's going to be a lot of positive things that they will gain from this, and this is going to work out. I am confident, and this trip will help that.